You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer. And on today's episode, I have the privilege of not being the only David here. I'm joined by David Wax, who is the owner and I don't know, is CEO. Inventing titles for you of an amazing technology that you should be using in your business called Handwritten. We're going to get into what that is in just a moment. But first, welcome, David. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. And by the way, do you know what David means from one David to another?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm going to get it confused with what my daughter's name means. And I want to say it has something to do with light or bringing of light or something. But I think that's my daughter's name.
Beloved.
Beloved. So, of course. Yes. I did know that because we played around with my Hebrew name options at some point. And thank you for reminding me of that.
Old Testament names here. So, yeah, very nice to be on your show.
Indeed. So, Handwritten is a fascinating technology that is really all about relationships. And if you want to give us an overview of what it is, what it does, and how businesses can utilize it.
Yeah. So just taking a quick step back, back in 2012, I ran a text messaging company, and we were sending millions of texts a day for major brands, Abercrombie & Fitch, Toys R Us, Sam's Club. And what I realized back then is that these brands or the average consumer was getting inundated with electronic communication. They're getting 140 emails a day, eating up 24% of your time just managing your inbox. How long the average office worker spends just managing their inbox.
That's crazy.
And then you add the additional time of text messages and now tweets and Slack and Teams and Facebook and all these other electronic forms of communication. Not only is it noise, but it's a chore to manage. And while the messages can be read, especially we found out the text messages were, with emails, I feel like the average consumer and the recipient now realizes it can be the most customized email. Dear David, thanks so much for having me on your podcast, blah, 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 blah. But it can all be automated using Persist IQ or Sales Prospect IO or all these other systems can do that. Mm-hmm. But what people don't think can be automated are old-fashioned handwritten notes. And that's why when you go into somebody's office, you'll see these handwritten notes sitting on the back of behind their desk or on their desk or on their wall or whatever, is because not only are handwritten notes opened and read, and they're opened 300% more than a standard printed note, they're read, but then on top of that, they're kept and treasured. And I can give you case studies on that. So what Handwritten aims to do, my company, which is Handwritten with a Y instead of an I, mm-hmm. we aim to make sending handwritten notes as easy or easier than sending an email, where you can go in, type in your notes, pick a stationery, and then we actually have it written out for you using our army of robots. We have about 120 robots. Each robot holds a real ballpoint pen, writes out the note in the style of your liking. We do the same with the envelope, put a real stamp on the envelope and mail it on your behalf. So the idea is to make it as easy or easier than an email. And the reason or easier is because we're really focused on automation. Mm-hmm. What we find is that if any task, email, you name it, is required, if somebody's required to do it manually, it just doesn't get done. So we try to help you automate that entirely. So that's a long answer, but basically, in a nutshell, everybody's going digital, so your listeners should consider having an analog, old-fashioned component to their communication, because we've found that really sticks.
So, you know, you're talking about how there's all this noise mm-hmm. with the digital world and how, you know, snail mail, we still refer to it that way, really cuts through a lot of that noise. And that the whole idea of receiving an envelope with somebody who is like taking the time to carefully write out your name and your address on it is even more appealing than something where it's, you know, computer generated or printed. Mm-hmm. And you're, you know, I have seen a lot of those studies that you're talking about where, you know, mail is a key, opportunity, I guess, that is being overlooked. I'm working on a summit that we're producing later on this year. And one of the topics is, you know, why this, I can't remember how many years ago, but 180 plus year old marketing tactic is, you know, making, you know, its resurgence these days.
Yep.
And
yep.
That tactic is direct mail, right? Is because there's so little competition in the physical mailbox these days.
That's right. Especially with actually handwritten notes. And you nailed, and I don't even know if you know, you nailed the main reason it stands out, which is you said taking the time to write the on the envelope and the card itself. Time is the ultimate consumable.
Yeah.
You know, it's the precious resource. Nobody has time. So if somebody spends the time or perceivedly spends the time to sit down and focus on you, because you can't write a handwritten note if you're answering emails at the same time and doing tweets and Slacks and Twitter and all the rest, because you'll screw up the note a million times. So if they carve out 5 minutes of time to sit and write you a handwritten note, that is a gift in itself. And that is recognized and appreciated in ways that are very emotional. You know, it's hard to describe. I'm not saying they're going to burst out into tears, although I could tell you stories of that too. But there's an emotional connection there that's hard to create through digital means. And it's really literally about the time. I have a client, they're a cosmetic brand, and they said, you know, the closest thing to sending a handwritten note is going into a meeting and turning off your cell phone. Because when you turn off your cell phone, you're given the same, you know, message that I am here talking to you, nobody else.
No, I love that imagery of the cell phone being shut off. Yep. And probably not even put on the table, but put out of sight, which Yep. is even better. You know, as you were describing this, and I remember going to your website and seeing the like the robotic arm with the pen on the end of it. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's trying to visualize this, I was thinking it reminded me of those like auto check signers or auto signers that
Yep.
When you used to do sales letters, you know, in bulk mail, but you would want to have it look like you were actually signing it. So is that Yep. basically the technology?
Excuse me. So yes, we started with that company, the company's AutoPen or automated signature. We started with them and they do offer a version that can do dynamic text. So initially those auto signers, I mean, Thomas Jefferson made the first one, which is this crazy contraption, but it simply duplicates a signature. It can't write a variable text. The company that made those did come out with one that can do variable text, but it doesn't pass the sniff test. It just, or the Turing test for all your computer geeks out there. It doesn't look real. So we spent the last 5 years, we've been around 7 years. We spent the last 5 years designing our own robot. And what we did was we took the best of font technology. And by the way, you can't handwrite a font. I could get into why, but a font is basically an outline. So when you see a Times New Roman T, it's actually a bubble filled in. And when you write with a pen, you need to do the centerline stroke. But we still were able to take the best of font technology, which means kerning. It means ligature combinations. So if you put two T's next to each other, you cross them with one T bar, not two, versus the auto pen, it doesn't do that. And then also alternate characters. So we actually vary individual characters to make them look real and all that. So we've taken what the auto pen can do and we've blown it away.
It's not just one handwriting. I remember going through the site and you have like names for each of the different styles. Is it that you pick from one or can you upload your own handwriting? How does all of that work?
So currently we have about 25 or 27 different public styles. But then we've got over 200 or 300 private. So if you come to us and you say, I want the David Baer style, we would send you a whole preschool worksheet, mm-hmm. you know, several, I guess not preschool, third grade.
Little boxes to fill exactly. in for each letter.
We would send you all that. And then we would send you words to write out, like, you know, two rabbis going down the river in a canoe, all these strange sentences. And then from that, we're able to figure out how your handwriting should look. And then we have our artists recreate that, and then that's uploaded into our system. So we have execs, CEOs of corporations. We have a very interesting client. She's a very wealthy, prominent woman living in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Every year she recreates the handwriting of her children that year. So she's basically tombstoning, wow. which I don't know why she's doing it, but you know, she's doing it. So we have replications of her children's handwriting throughout the years.
Yeah, it's because she doesn't want to have the, you know, the up against the door where she's measuring their height each year. This is a whole new level. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very interesting. So yeah, I mean, we can do your own. If it can be an expensive process because it takes a week for our designers to recreate a handwriting, but if you just want your signature, we can do those really relatively quickly, and those are very cost effective. And then you could use them as many times as you want.
And so before we started recording, you were telling me about an integration that you were doing with a particular piece of software. But as I was looking at the site again, I saw a ton of integrations with all of the sort of intermediary integration yes. tools like Zapier or Integromat. So you have the ability really probably to connect with a lot of tools, or pretty much any tool that people are likely already using in their business, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and we see that as really a point of difference. Our biggest integration is Salesforce. We integrate directly. So if there's any financial advisors listening that subscribe to Salesforce, within Salesforce, you can add our plugin and then send handwritten notes directly within Salesforce and record it back to the activity timeline. So when you're looking at John Doe, you emailed him on Tuesday, you sent him a handwritten note with a $5 Starbucks card on Wednesday, and you followed up with a call on Thursday. So you'd see all that within your Salesforce. But then we do integrate with Zapier and Integromat, which I think is a really interesting product, integrately, all these other platforms. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're looking to integrate with Redtail, as we have a very large opportunity to do that, which obviously drives our interest in integration. But I hadn't even heard of them until I was on the phone with a client earlier.
Sure. And there's a ton of industry specific tools just like that. You know, that, exactly. that one is for, you know, the financial services world, but I'm sure that if you, you know, wanted to get into the dental industry, you'd find plenty yes. of similar products out there.
Yeah. And with Zapier, I mean, I love Zapier. If I didn't work for handwritten, I'd want to work at Zapier. Zapier allows us to pretty much do anything we need to do. It's just, you gain more visibility when we're a direct integration. You know, with Shopify, we're coming out with a Shopify add-in right now for any e-commerce listeners, where you'll be able to say, send a handwritten note after the third order or the fifth order, or after they spend so much money or they register, whatever those rules are, it could send a handwritten note. You can currently already do that through Zapier, but it's just a little bit easier for the consumer to find, or the business owner to find out about us if we're in those app stores.
Sure.
So we really use app stores as a marketing technique. Talking about marketing, that's yeah. our marketing technique.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. It stands out if you say we can integrate with anything, and it's 1500. I don't even know what the number is on Zapier these days. You know, things mm-hmm. that we can integrate with. You don't even know where to begin.
Exactly.
But if you have a clear vision that, all right, I'm trying to do follow-up on either a prospect or an existing client, or I just want to build relationship, or I want to stay in front of them, all the things that you know, your cards and communications can do, you have the ability to be found in those app stores or on the short list of integrations for a platform that somebody's already using. And they'll go, oh, I didn't know I could communicate via regular mail using this tool. That's cool. Yeah, I'm going to sign up for this. Makes total sense.
Yep. That's exactly. That's what it is. It puts us at the top of the pile of the consideration set. So it's been very good. And you know, also, as we were chatting before the show, while you can do a one-off handwritten note anytime through Salesforce or automate it through Process Builder in Salesforce, if you do send one-offs, the risk of non-compliance of, you know, if nobody else complying to yourself saying, I'm going to send everybody a handwritten note once a month, that risk goes way up unless you automate it. So we really try to help our clients automate. I mean, obviously it's good for us. We're sending more notes and charging per note and all that, but it's also really good for the client because it's one less thing to think about and they can trust that we will handle that for them.
I think, you know, like with anything in life, using your tool is a habit that they need to create. But if they are consistently using it, first of all, they're standing out. They're being remembered by their client or their prospect who's seeing those things. You described at the beginning of our conversation the fact that that handwritten note is sitting there on their desk open because mm-hmm. it's a cherished thing that they received as opposed to yet another email that's littering their inbox. So there's all kinds of incentive for somebody to figure out how to make this part of their regular routine. So, yep. So here's the question. There's a big hurdle for most of us to change our habits around anything.
Yeah.
And there's this lost art of writing personal notes. How do you see, and maybe do you help, you know, your clients, how do you see them getting in the habit of utilizing this communication form?
Well, we start with key touch points. So for a lot of our clients, that's a thank you note. You know, we cannot overplay the value of a thank you note. And I'm not saying what's the ROI on a thank you note. I think if anybody, and I'm, this is not a sales thing, this is just me personally. If you have to ask the ROI on a thank you note on a $20,000 consulting engagement or whatever it is, you're missing the point. You know, people need to be thankful out there because, David, I have bad news for you. You are not unique. Mm-hmm. As a consultant or as handwritten as a software company, anybody else, there's a million alternatives. And thanks to the internet, there's total transparency and ratings and all the rest. So people know, you know, they can find somebody else. But if they choose you, you should be grateful for that. So that's our first touch point is mm-hmm. thanking. But for various industries, like we work with one of the larger solar installers in the southeastern seaboard, after every meeting, when they go to your house and measure your solar panels and all that stuff, they automatically send a handwritten note. We send thousands of these a month on their behalf. And it's fully automated because it's been systematized within the organization. So what you want to do, I would say, is sit down and see the key touch points in your pipeline and then your post-sale follow-up and determine where it makes sense to send a handwritten note. I'm not saying every time you want to send an email, send them a handwritten note. That would be pure silliness.
Yep.
But there's certain points where it makes logical sense. I mean, we do a ton of holiday notes, a ton of thank you notes, and then also thank you for your meeting. Thank you for your referral. Can I ask for a referral? Those are the big types of notes we do in our platform. To your point, we do work with dental practices and all the rest, but for the most part, the theme is thanking, and it's really yeah. just getting ahead of that. One quick story for you. So we work with a piano tuner, talking about a professional service. This is professional service on the smallest scale, but this piano tuner goes into your home once a year and tunes your piano. And then they have it automated where they send a handwritten note after they tune your piano. And they only need to tune a piano once a year. It stays tuned. So when they go back to your house a year later, I spoke to the gentleman. He says there's often that handwritten note is sitting on top of the piano. Mm. So not only was it open and read, not only was it put on display, it was put on display on their most prized possession and looked at every time they play the piano. So that, you know, there's a power to that. You're not going to, you know, my old business was text messaging. You're not going to take a screenshot of a text message, print it out and stick it to your piano. You're not going to do that with an email. But there's this unique place in people's hearts for handwritten notes. I was on the phone helping an integration for an online furniture brand. So they sell you furniture, ship it to you online. And I said, well, how's the platform working? And the woman on the other end said, great. Yesterday, we had somebody call into our customer service line crying because of the handwritten note. And, you know, I'm not saying everybody's going to go to tears crying, but I think a lot of that is right now because of COVID and the isolation it creates, handwritten notes are even more powerful than ever because, you know, there's this additional level of isolation, loneliness, insecurity, nobody cares about me. And I'm not saying to play off that. I'm just saying to be compassionate to it.
Sure.
And, you know, thank people and get out there and tell people you care about them. When COVID hit, handwritten shut down initially, just because, yes, we're an online business and all that, but we have robots and people have to shove the paper cards in the robots and have their, you know, so it's not like, we could just turn on the lights and the robots run themselves, or turn off the lights rather. So for the first 2 weeks, we didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't want my employees to die. You know, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but we started calling all our clients and just saying, you know, we can't offer you handwritten notes right now, but is there anything else we can offer you for free? Mm-hmm. You know, can we help with your marketing? You know, whatever you need, you know, we'll try to help you. So it's really just that being there aspect. And it's ingrained in our culture here that we try to help people out and we want you to help people out. So that's I think, a really powerful thing. Now, COVID's ending, but I hope that people walk away from this, hopefully once in a lifetime experience, being a little bit more grateful and a little bit more compassionate.
I love that. I love what you did on behalf of your clients to help extend a hand when they needed it. And it, I think, speaks to the type of person and the type of business that you have. And obviously the idea behind the product that you sell, the service that you sell, is very much the same thing, which is to extend relationship in the business. And so that's just beautiful. So David Wax, we're just about out of time. I want to make sure that folks who are interested in seeing what you have, and you have an amazingly fun, engaging website for them to explore, that they go and check out the website, which is handwritten.com. That's handwritten.com. Anything else that you want to point out on the website that they should pay attention to?
I would just recommend, you know, if you don't believe it, go to the website, check the business page, and request free samples. You will be warned, get contacted by my sales team, but you will also get a tremendous samples kit with a whole bunch of different font samples, print samples, all the rest. So you can see for yourself how inexpensive it can be to send out fully custom stationery with your writing, that type of thing. If you want to just try it today, feel free to sign up. Use discount code podcast when you sign up. You get $5 in credit. That's more than enough to send a card. It's like a card and a half. Feel free to send somebody one. If you do send somebody one, don't call them and say, what did you think of that robot written note? Because they'll say, oh, I knew it was written by a robot. But if you say, what did you think of that note? They'll say, oh, you know, that was very thoughtful of you. Thanks so much. Or they might call you before you have a chance to call them. And then if you want to find out, did you realize it was written by a robot? And nobody will have an idea. So, you know, you got to frame things appropriately. But yeah, so please go to handwritten.com, use discount code podcast, get the free samples. If you want to connect with us, we're Handwritten on Twitter, Handwritten on Facebook, all the channels. We're now on TikTok. So check us out there too.
Excellent. Well, David Wax, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us and giving us some insight into this world of handwritten, not so new world of handwritten notes, but with a pretty new technology that people could take advantage of and really build their business out and the relationships in their business out even further as a result. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, David. Pleasure.
Folks, you've been listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Hope to see you again back here real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.